Art Focus. Julie Bernard speaks with Mark Russell, guest director for the internationally acclaimed time-based art festival.
Allons dansons.
Well, I love cubism. It's my favorite style, and I see a cubist painting, I just gotta smile. But there's one painter I'm his biggest fan. He's the father of cubism. His name's Cézanne. Cézanne, the father of cubism. Well, some people say that it was Picasso. Other people claim it was the Chirico. Some people think it was Modigliani, but they're all crazy. It was Paul Cézanne. Cézanne, the father of cubism.
When Paul Cézanne sat down to paint a flower on his face, he had to solve one problem, three-dimensional space. He said, form is content, he smoked his gitane. He was right, now he's Paul Cézanne.
Okay, good morning. And this is Julie Bernard, and this is Art Focus. And this morning I have Mark Russell with me, and Brian Costello is here. Brian, what is your, you're with PICA, of course.
I work at PICA. I am in charge of, I work in PR and development.
Okay, PR and development. You've been here before, and you can fill us in on any details,
yes,
that we need.
Yes.
And Mark Russell is here, and he is the New Yorker.
Yep.
And he's the one who slipped into Christy Edmonds' chair at PICA. That's the Portland Institute for Contemporary Art. And he's was just in time to take over the time-based art festival last year.
Actually, this is my first year.
Last
year I was just watching. It was Christy's festival, Christy's last festival.
Okay.
And so I'm a guest artistic director for this year and next year.
I see.
So I've had a year to put this thing together, and we're about to publish the catalog, and things are beginning to roll.
Mm-hmm. And we sensed this yesterday when we went to a luncheon where there were some very astute persons we got an outline, and for which I am going to ask. we'll need you to outline that. But first, we want to know about you. You live in New York City.
Yes, but I come out here quite often. I spend about a week a month out here.
Yes.
In Portland. But I live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan with my wife and child, and I run another festival over there called Under the Radar. So this is what I do for a living, is I make theater and festivals happen.
Yeah.
And for 21 years, I ran a place called Performance Space 122, which had a, you know, spawn people like the Blue Man Group and Eric Bogosian and Reno and all sorts of, Danny Hawk, all sorts of folks like that.
Okay. So you've been very active in this game for a long time.
Yes.
And you were a teacher before that.
I used to sell cheesecake pumped yogurt, and I also did custom-made shirt shops. I was a New York director trying to make it.
I see. And were you born and raised in New York?
I was born and raised in the Midwest, born in Wisconsin, Menominee, Wisconsin, Me No Money, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And then spent a lot of time from like 67 to 77 in Texas, Austin, Texas.
Okay, well, so you are not a dyed-in-the-wool New Yorker then, or are you by now?
Well, now, since I've been 77 and now, I'm pretty much a New Yorker now. This is the longest place I've ever lived, and so I'm very much in love with New York, and I'm a New Yorker.
I'm in love with New York, too. And you live in a neighborhood very close to a friend of mine.
Ah.
It's up near the college.
Yeah, no, it's near Columbia and the Cathedral St. John the Divine.
Is there a lot going? Yes, that's a beautiful cathedral.
Yeah.
And it's a good space in New York, if you want to call it a space.
There's all these different neighborhoods, and it's a really nice neighborhood. The apartments are slightly larger than the dime boxes we normally have. I lived in the East Village, but it's a really nice place to live.
You did live in the East Village.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you are going to bring a lot of fascinating people to Portland.
We're hoping for it, yes.
And so shall I ask you to tell us about it right now?
Sure.
Okay, do it.
Well, this festival's going to be September 7 through 17, so mark that on your calendars right now. Put it in your iPod calendar, your iCalendar, everything. And it's going to open up with a great big noise by a guy who is just in town auditioning people, and it's John King, who's a composer, and he's making a piece on Portland guitarists, the whole guitar community, and we've invited them out and auditioned them, and actually there's still openings for people if they want to come and play with him, and he's making a whole piece, 45-minute piece, that'll be in Pioneer Square of just guitarists.
Oh,
and
wow,
it's
what
be
a noise.
A wild, wailing
fabulous.
Noise.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And is that just for one night?
One night at dusk, at like 6:30 on the 7th.
Of September.
Yes. And after that, it turns into a huge parade, and we go across the river to a place called Audio Cinema, which is going to be our works, or the late night place that we do stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know why I love that? Because the opening night includes the East Side.
Yeah.
The vast East Side. In Portland, we are divided by a very important river.
I noticed that. I know.
Yes. And in some ways, it's been a problem.
Yeah.
In that everything seems to take place in downtown Portland, which is on the west side of the river.
Yeah.
And we need to grab them.
This is the first year that the festival will really happen on both sides of the river almost equally. And so in some ways, one of the images we have for this festival is bridges and crossing over. And we were doing a lot of crossover work.
Crossing over. Okay.
And landing home. And so you have to cross a bridge to get to some good stuff no matter where you live.
Okay. Well, I love that concept. And one of the other reasons I love it is because we have just opened up a very lively art community over there. There has been one in Northeast for a long time. But there are two new venues over there close to the river and down in what used to be the vegetable community.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's where they brought in all the flowers and the vegetables, and I think they still do. It was a produce row.
Yeah. We saw all these train tracks down there and everything.
Yeah. Okay. And so will the parade be colorful?
Yes. We're just putting that together now. Well, we're going to have alternative drumming and cheerleaders and bicyclists. And so if you want to join this parade, and it's kind of a participatory parade, I think the audience will also be marching as well as watching it. You can call over to Pica and talk to Jessica or someone over there.
Okay, I talked to Jessica.
Yes.
You get a lot of takers.
You think so?
Well, we have one whole morning where we just have bicyclists talking.
Oh.
Yeah, at least at KABU we do. And,
well,
and
I want the bicycle community to be out for this. This is to kick off. PICA TBA is a huge party. It goes for 10 days.
Yeah.
And it celebrates alternative, experimental, edgy, perhaps, performance and music and dance and now visual art as well. And I think it's really unique and special, and it really is an expression of Portland. And so this is the opening, is when all the Portlanders can come out and participate in this. And that's why we're having people from like 8-year-old to 65-year-olds playing guitar in Pioneer Square with this piece, that, you know, composed by a guy who works with Merce Cunningham. And then eventually it'll go off on and on. And I think the Works is open and free that night. So
yeah, that whole first evening is free. And there'll be more performances happening at the Works that evening with the Music Population Orchestra and Small Sails sort of kicking off our whole Works programming. So it's like a big opening, getting the whole city involved. We're making it free. We want everybody to come and try something and see what it's all about and be able to experience it. So we're engaging the city not only with the performers that you're actually going to see, but also in the audience members that we want to literally come with us in that parade all the way over to the east side.
Yeah.
You're just listening now to Brian Costello, who is also here. I just barely mentioned his name, and he has a very important job. Do you want to tell us what you do then, Brian?
For those of you who are just tuning in, I work at PICA and wear many hats, but primarily I work in PR and development.
I consider Brian to be riding shotgun. He rides shotgun.
He rides shotgun.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now... let's hear about some of the other terrifying people you're going to have.
Terrifying?
We've got Abramovix coming.
Oh, she's a pussycat.
Oh, sure she is. She's a great person.
Yeah. No, she's an amazing woman.
Does she live anywhere?
I don't know exactly where she calls home. I don't know. I think primarily New York, but I may be wrong about that.
She has an accent. She's also Hungarian or something, isn't she?
Yes. Croatian, I think.
She's a gypsy.
Mm. Yeah.
Fabulous gypsy woman.
Yeah. And very important to the whole history of performance art.
Yes,
and it's
she is.
Quite an honor that we get to do one of her pieces. And it's a four-channel video installation that you can see. And it'll be in the place where the Works was last year. Where is that located?
Yeah, that's on Northwest 17th and Northrop, which will be another free element, actually, of the festival, is all of the visual art programming this year, which is a new thing for the festival and also extended part of the festival. It will also open up on the 7th of September, but it will stay open for the whole month and be free up until the 7th of October. And the core of those... Well, not the core, but a good chunk of that visual art programming will be happening at Corbury Press, which is where we had the Works last year. We'll be using it. We'll have Matthew Day Jackson, who's actually in town now working as an artist in residence, creating new work. He was just in the Whitney Biennial. He's doing a whole new piece, a whole collection of pieces that will be on display there, along with the Marina Abramovic piece and a number of other pieces. So, you know, the visual arts is an extremely important part and has always been an extremely important part of PICA, and it's a big element. Kristen Kennedy, who was here last time with us, has done a great job of really putting together an exciting program that will be able to complement and add to the discourse and discussion between the performing and the crossover. I mean, some of the visual may seem more of a performance, and some of the performance may seem more of a visual. I mean, and like Stan's Cafe.
Yeah, we have a theater group, Stan's Cafe, that's going to run throughout the whole festival, all 10, 11 days. And they are doing a thing in the PNCA common space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is deals with, it's called Of All the People in the World, and it's an installation where if you took a grain of rice to represent every person in the world and you'd have about 4 tons of rice, they're only doing the USA.
This is R-I-C-E, rice.
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 Yes.
Okay.
And so they make it into demographic piles to sort of symbolize or give you an idea of how many people that is. You know, here is a pile of all the garbage workers in America. And here's a pile of all the doctors, all the neurosurgeons in America. Or there's also Condoleezza Rice.
Will she be sitting in the middle?
No, she looks very much like a grain of rice. And you can also take yourself home. Oh. Or you could take David Bowie home if you wanted to in a little glassine bag.
That would be nice.
And the theater group there is there, and they're making these piles, this installation, throughout the festival. And you can go and suggest things to them and interface with them and talk to them about the different things and say,
wonderful.
You know, I really want to know how many garbage workers there are in Portland and what kind of pile that would look like, kind of thing.
That's a very creative thing.
It's a very powerful and beautiful exhibit.
Has it happened before, or is this a
This is the
new
American premiere, but...
this is important.
Yes. But it's been done in Melbourne and in... Or it's going to be done in Melbourne. It's been in Europe. I saw it in Edinburgh.
Maybe they'll lend us some of their rice to go with our rice.
We're looking for a rice sponsor.
Would you have to keep renewing rice because people would be taking it home?
No, I hope not. No.
No.
Well, it's,
bring
it's,
little
it's something
sacks?
Like 4 tons of rice.
It's a lot of rice.
It's a lot of rice. I don't think we'll run out of rice over the...
Yeah.
Who is providing the rice? What benefactor?
We're
is
still looking.
In
we're still
rice.
Looking. So Uncle Ben's, where are you? We're ready.
Yeah.
I see. You're waiting for the benefactor.
Yeah, Uncle Ben or anybody. Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll have to go to Fred Meyer's.
Yeah, something like
that. Or something.
Yeah. Whole Foods.
Costco. Yeah. Yeah. Just as long as you avoid Walmart, you'll
yes.
be fine
no,
in Portland.
We're not going to do Walmart rice.
Okay.
Well, you know, that same something. Weekend, right after we start this whole big kerfluffle with on the Thursday the 7th with this whole parade and noisy band, the next night is Laurie Anderson coming
yeah.
in and doing a piece called The End of the Moon, which is about her residency as an artist in residence at NASA. And, you know, Laurie Anderson is
Laurie
amazing.
Anderson is a great person.
Great person.
Very great person. She's been to Portland, sold out
mm-hmm.
All 3 times that she's been here. And how old a woman is she now?
I don't
she's
ever comment about that. I, you
no,
know.
You don't need to.
I don't.
It's a personal question. I take
she
it
looks
back.
Younger than I am, you know. I think she, who knows? She's quite beautiful, still a pixie.
Yeah.
And she still looks like she's doing Oh Superman, and that was 1980. So this,
yeah.
she's
but she was very
endless.
Agile.
Yes.
As I recall.
Yes.
And she still is, and just
yes.
fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing her. I'd like to shake her hand sometime or at least get up. I would love to have her on KABU, but I know that will probably never happen. But
well, we'll try. We'll try to see what she's doing.
It would be great if you
yeah.
could get Laurie Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't promise. I don't know what. She's going to have a quite intense schedule. She's only doing 2 shows that Friday and Saturday night, and tickets
are
going pretty fast.
Yeah, that show is going to be at the Newmark at the Performing Arts Center.
It is.
And the tickets for that show are actually on sale already. So you can call PICA, 242-1419.
Okay.
And get make a ticket order for now. And actually, you know, all this stuff, too, I should mention, the beginning of July is when it's very thick. It's like 90 pages thicker than last year, but the catalog is coming out that has all the artists, it has all the works artists, has all the schedule, everything, every single thing you'd need to know about how to go and do that will be hitting the mail the very beginning of July, right after the 4th of July. And along with that, then, too, TBA Central, which is our main box office, which is at our PICA office right there in that lobby at 224 Northwest 13th, that will be opening the beginning of July as well. So you can go in and start getting your passes and your flex passes. We have a works pass this year, which is a new thing that's only $75, $50 for members. That gets you into everything at the works at night. So that will all be kicking off at the beginning of July. So I would keep an eye out in your mailboxes or call PICA to get on the mailing list to get ready for
mm-hmm.
that. And come on down to TBA Central and start getting those tickets because they're going to go fast this year, I think.
Yeah.
That's super, Brian. I'm going to ask you that. If when we get to the end of the program, I'll ask you to do that again because I have to ID the station right now. Oh. This is 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM in the Columbia Gorge, 100.7 FM in the Willamette Valley. So you're going all over the state of Oregon right now, maybe over the border into Washington.
Hmm.
All those persons are with their ears glued to the phone waiting to hear your very next word. Mark Russell is here this morning, and he is the new director of the Portland Institute of Contemporary Art for the time-based art
festival, yes.
Yeah, and is there a person who we call a director who's here all the time?
Yes,
is that,
Victoria Fry.
Victoria
is,
Fry.
Yes,
I didn't see her yesterday, but she's about.
Yes, and she's working hard, raising the money to make this thing happen and keeping everything in shape. She's doing an incredible job. There's a great team at PICA that keeps this organization going,
yes.
And it takes us all year working long, long hours to put this 10-day festival together. And it's a festival that's now becoming internationally known and nationally known. And it doesn't, I don't think Portlanders understand that this kind of festival doesn't happen just anywhere. Yeah. It's pretty unique to Portland, and it's unique for the U.S. And so I have a lot of presenter friends and, you know, art critics and all that want to come to Portland to see time-based art.
I understand it's kind of a getting to be an international setup.
Here. Certainly, certainly.
Okay, I've got something I want to read here about you.
Uh-oh.
You said you're a populist.
Yes.
And you said, I don't put down any forms of popular art, and I'm not a snob about football. What I want people to understand is that you can get the same exciting release watching someone go over the line on a first and goal dive as you do seeing people dance, you know, leaping into someone's arms when you begin to understand that it's the same visceral material that's one way of making it work for a large audience and bringing in a lot of people. You said that one time.
Yes,
you
I
want
did.
To enlarge on that? I think that's a great thing to say. You're a populist.
Yes. I believe in the work we're doing, and I don't believe that you have to be a super expert to understand dance and performance art and theater. And a lot of people, because we don't have that much liberal education in this country anymore, are afraid of it. You know, like, oh, I don't want to go into a theater. I won't know what to think. Well,
uh-huh.
The deal is what you think is probably right. And if you open your heart to this material, it will speak to you. This is contemporary art. This is people addressing the needs and the issues of our time and trying to create beauty in our time. And if you're open to it, everyone can do it. I do most of my stuff. I look at it once I program something like this, and I go, now, would my father, who's about 76 now, would he enjoy some of this?
Uh-huh.
You know, and would he get it? Yeah.
He'd be tickled, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
And another thing, it's worth talking about to strangers.
Yes.
Strangers stand around and say, what's this about? What does this mean? And they talk to each other. And so it has that quality of bringing people together.
Well, that's what happens at TBA, which is so great.
And
is that,
intellect work.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
People have ideas, and especially if you say, no, let's hear your ideas. It's okay. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of people go home and they keep it to themselves. We separate culture from our social selves here quite often. And that's wrong. It should be as easy as eating a meal, having a beer, dancing, watching something. It's all something together. And that's the thing that TBA brings together.
Yeah.
Is that you can go see a lecture in the morning, see some visual art in the afternoon, see perhaps a movie, then see a dance performance, and then a theater performance, and then end up at the works and dance and talk to artists that you just saw on stage till 2 in the morning, and then do it again the next day for 10 days.
Yeah, that's great. And it takes you out of your general way of looking at things. You're not just sitting there on your butt watching television and how it moves for you. It does everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out there actually holding the rice in your hand. Are you going to be able to touch the rice? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
You're considering rice.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know.
You can certainly, like I said, you can take yourself home. You can, or if you want to take home the Green Bay Packers, I imagine they could pack up some rice for you like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the little bag of 50 pieces of rice. But the thing is, TBA is a festival in the full idea of the word.
Sure.
And it's supposed to be where people get outside their own regular drive time day and engage. But the deal is it's not just about drinking. It's about using the intellect and the mind and understanding beauty and issues and talking to your friends, talking to your community. It's a community celebration.
It is. And, well, the first thing I'm going to do when I confront the rice is laugh. I'm going to laugh. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me laugh now.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get through with that and be more serious.
Well, they may have some things up their sleeve that will, you know, confront you in different ways. It may just not just look just like a piece of rice.
I'll be interested in that, too.
Yeah.
As will you, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay. Will there be any gallery art? Is there art? Like paintings and...
You mean stuff to hold still on the wall?
Where you have to go and look at it. Where you need to go and look at it.
Well,
there will? Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of that will be up at that Corbury Press location. I mean, one of the really exciting pieces that I'm looking forward to seeing is Harold Fletcher's show, The American War, which is...
Harold Fletcher. One of my favorite guys.
Yeah, great. Artist, he's been showing the show. It's been already been at White Columns in New York. It's been getting a great reviews in the Village Voice and the New York Times, and it's coming here. And what he did is he photographed the War Remnants Museum in Saigon, in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, and that museum is a documentation of all the different horrors of war, which they call the American War and we call the Vietnam War. So it's a very timely piece given our political situation and current sort of international forays, and that is a very visual piece. It is an installation of that. That is his installation. So I mean, that's just one piece that's going to be like that. There are others. I mean, Matthew Day Jackson is a visual artist. That is an installation. That is a piece in a space. You know, so there is going to be a lot more than I think we've ever seen at TBA, because we're putting them all together to create that animation of ideas and animation of culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. What does it mean when you say time-based? Does that mean that it's just the 2 weeks that... who discovered
that?
It can
mean many different things. You know, TBA is to be announced. But time-based art, originally when Christy Edmonds puts this together, it was about work that happened in time, live art. So and that could be dance or theater or things that cross over between dance, film, and theater. And now we're opening that up a bit into the visual arts because, well, Pike has always been so involved with the visual arts, and they do it all year round with residencies and talks and sometimes special exhibits. But we wanted to bring it in and show everyone what Pika does all year round in one 10-day time, when we're really able to put all our resources towards saying, look at what we're doing and what's going on.
Okay. Are there any other people that you... We're getting kind of close on time.
Yeah.
Are there any other people that you'd like to talk about that...
to see Yubiwa Hotel, which is an all-feminist, all-woman group from Japan that is doing Candy's Girlish Hardcore. And it's feminist performance from Japan. And it's quite strange. I mean, it crossed with Hello Kitty and tattoos and actions, and it's kind of amazing.
Okay, now I have friends who would be extremely interested in that because they like Japanese art and they like Buto. Is that how you pronounce it, Buto?
Buto, yes.
Buto.
It is.
And we don't have a Buto artist this year, though, do we?
Not this year.
But this connects with Buto to some extent, or does it not? It
connects with Japanese culture, evidences or some of the same references that Buto uses within Yubiwa Hotel, within Candy's Girlish Hardcore. It's a sort of updated, sped-up version of Buto.
Okay. Let's have some of the... Will you repeat
To get to see it all... You can go to pika.org. We'll be doing an entirely new website. You can call Pika 242-1419. And beginning in July, the catalog will be hitting the mail, and you can come down to TBA Central, which is at the main Pika office, 224 Northwest 13th, there in the Pearl District.
Okay.
Let me just tell
you... Anything else that's very important that we might have missed?
Well... You know, there are so many artists that are coming that I just wanted to list off some of them. There's this tribute to Spalding Gray that's unearthing
Spalding Gray. He was here at KBOO three different times.
Yes. And so there's a... Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're running over now, she said.
Okay.
There's too much to talk.
We'll have to come back and talk.
Okay. Do you want to close? We've had Mark Russell here this morning and Brian
Costello.
Costello has been here, and we have a lot more to say, but we'll have to do that another time. I hope you'll come back again.
I certainly would love to.
When right in the middle of things, I'll grab you.
Okay.
and you get to have another half an hour on KBOO, and KBOO welcomes you to Portland. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was Mark Russell. And this is Julie Bernard and Art Focus.
Thank you, Julie. Sorry to have to cut you off. Had some announcements to make. We need folks to come on down here to 20 Southeast 8th to help us out with the mailer. Come on down. We feed you, you know. You get some pizza. Please come on down to 20 Southeast 8th in between Burnside and Ankeny. Come on down. And now stay tuned for Democracy Now!